AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More scrutiny on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Sarkar Meghani has the latest.
AP sources say the Pentagon's watchdog reports Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put American troops at risk by using the Signal messaging app to post sensitive information about a military strike in Yemen. On at least two Signal chats in March, Hegseth gave exact timings of warplane launches and bomb drops against Houthi rebels before pilots were airborne. He defended it as much ado about nothing.
No classified information.
But at a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Ranking Member Jim Himes said the information could easily have gotten back to the rebels.
I think that it's by the awesome grace of God that we are not mourning dead pilots right now.
Hegseth also under scrutiny on Capitol Hill for a follow-on strike against survivors of an attack on an alleged drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean. Some lawmakers say that could have been a war crime. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine and its European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts after 5 hours of talks yesterday with U.S. envoys at the Kremlin produced no breakthrough. President Trump asked about it.
He would like to end the war. That's what they, that was their impression. Now, whether or not, that was their impression. Yeah, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think I'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
Israel's carried out an airstrike in southern Gaza, saying it was retaliation for an attack by militants that wounded 5 Israeli soldiers. Israel also received remains of a possible hostage and says it will begin allowing Palestinians to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes back near their record levels. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The index is within about 0.5% of the all-time high it set in October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 408 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. One report showed that hiring was weaker than expected last month. A second one said growth for U.S. services businesses was better than forecast. Traders are still hoping that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again when it meets next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Trump administration's proposing new rules for the auto industry that would reduce fuel economy requirements through the 2031 model year. And Americans gave $4 billion to nonprofits on Giving Tuesday, an increase from last year. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's fall25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.